Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden's condemning the terror attacks by Hamas as pure evil.
The brutality of Hamas, his bloodthirstiness brings to mind the worst rampages of ISIS. This is terrorism.
He's vowed to send support to Israel, but the House is at a standstill. CBS's Stacey Lynn has the latest from Washington.
They can't vote on any legislation until a speaker is elected.
We've got to get back on track. This is a dangerous world right now. The House needs to get back to work.
The front runners are Representative Jim Jordan and Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
Tonight's vote is behind closed doors.
I'm Jim Crisula. Maureen Ohlone's two sisters, three nieces and brother-in-law are missing in Israel. He last heard from them as terrorists stormed their home and set it on fire Saturday morning.
She just messaged me saying, "Help, we're dying." And that was the last time that I heard from her.
Ohlone told me by Zoom from his home south of Tel Aviv he fears the worst for his beloved family members.
The U.S. says at least 14 Americans are among the dead, and it gets worse. CBS's Holly Williams is in Tel Aviv.
Israel's body retrieval group confirmed to CBS News that they have discovered beheaded babies and children in the Kfar Aza kibbutz in southern Israel. Some of those small farming communities were the worst hit by Hamas militants.
Israel isn't letting up either. It's fired on the Gaza Strip, killing hundreds. Federal prosecutors are urging the judge overseeing former President Trump's election interference case in Washington to take action to protect the privacy and identity of potential jurors. They say Trump could use social media as a weapon of intimidation in court proceedings. Trump's attorneys aren't commenting. Four L.A. County deputies were hurt today when a fire broke out during a training exercise. Deputy Chief Thomas Ewald.
Initially came in as a shed fire. First alarm resources were dispatched to the emergency. And upon arrival, the clarity of what took place started to come together, indicating that there was a fire inside a 53-foot tractor trailer that was a mobile shooting range.
Two deputies are now in critical condition. It's unclear how this fire started. A woman in Chicago who just set the world record as the oldest person to go skydiving has died. Dorothy Hoffner was 104 years old. She says the experience served as an exciting cap to a well-lived life. And on Wall Street today, stocks rallied despite the ongoing violence in the Middle East. The Dow added 134 points, the NASDAQ up 78. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. The Wisconsin men's hockey team started its 75th season with a pair of shutout victories over Augustana this past weekend at the Kohl Center. Saturday night, Minnesota State transfer Christian Fitzgerald scored the first goal of the season in the first period. Senior Matthew D. St. Fowl scored a beauty in the second. Freshman Quinn Finley potted a pair in the third, and Kyle McClellan made 25 saves for his first UW shutout. The Badgers blanked the Vikings 4-0 in Mike Hastings' Wisconsin coaching debut, also the 300th win of his collegiate coaching career. Then Sunday night, senior Carson Bantle scored in the first period. Owen Lindmark lit the lamp in the second and the third, and McClellan stopped 18 shots in a 3-0 victory. Kyle became the first goalie in UW history to shut out the same opponent in back-to-back games of a weekend series. That's pretty impressive. So the Badgers are 2-0 and now play 6 in a row on the road this weekend. It's the Icebreaker Invitational Friday night at Bemidji State at 7 o'clock, then Saturday night a trip to Grand Forks to take on North Dakota at 6 p.m. And joining us now is Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. And Mike, congratulations on the weekend. Two wins to start the season. Great way to start. You get win number one at Wisconsin and number two in 300 of your collegiate career. You've been asked about this a lot, but it was great. Brandon Spiegel does a great job for UWBadgers.com with the videos that he produces. And he was fortunate enough to be in the locker room on Saturday after win number 300 and number one here at Wisconsin. And athletic director Chris McIntosh was there, too, to present you with a puck. That was pretty special for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, going all the way back to when Mac was kind enough through the interview process of driving to see my wife and myself in our own home, made an impression at that time, obviously. But one of the biggest things that he drove home, even in that meeting, was it's not just about wins and losses. It's about making sure that, you know, everybody that gets an opportunity to experience something here at Wisconsin gets the whole package. And that night was a culmination of that, him being there and recognizing myself, our staff, first for a lot of people, Quinn Finley, seeing that happen, seeing McClellan do what he did on Friday night, really us growing as a group, and for him to be there recognizing that was something that was real special. And I thought our team grew from Saturday night to Sunday night, so it was a special weekend, and now we're turning the page and moving it on to the next one.
Yeah, I'll let you turn the page in a second. As you know, we've got about 20 minutes to fill on our radio show, but as far as the weekend, you know, there's always jitters for everybody, even the head coach, right? Whether it's your first game at Wisconsin or it's your 50th game at Wisconsin, I think that's what's fun about it, is you get those feelings like, all right, let's go, you know. And I suppose you're more nervous if you're not prepared, right? I mean, you were limited in the time that you had on ice with these young men. So were you as prepared as you possibly could be for what you faced this past weekend?
Well, I think if we're looking in a mirror, we always ask the guys to look in a mirror. You always feel there's something more you could do. I talked to Mark Johnson on, it would have been before we played on Sunday. Yeah, he was kind enough to, they had a workout on Sunday, and he stopped in where we were having our pregame meal. And, you know, we talked about that first game, and it was, as a coach, you don't know. The players don't know. Your staff doesn't know. Really unique for us as far as all the change that had happened. And so you're hoping, but it's one thing at being able when you drop a puck, and now we've got some history on some of the things that we did well. 5-on-5, which we've talked about. Mm-hmm. McClellan playing as well he did between the posts. Before this weekend, we were wondering, we didn't know who we were going to start on Saturday. We went with the veteran. And obviously that worked out because he stepped up and did what he did.
Wise choice, yes.
Yeah, but it's I appreciate him. I appreciate him making sure that that went that direction. But for me, you know, now we've got a little history with this group, even though it's short. But we do know a little bit more about ourselves. And when you're going into that first weekend, it's probably the most unsure you are as a coach or a staff, because you haven't gone out. You're different than what you were the year before. Right. You have different responsibilities throughout your lineup that maybe what had happened the year previous. And so everybody's looking around. The one thing that I liked is we didn't wait long. You know, we scored a goal early. Right. And
minute 10 in.
Yep. And it was really important for us to try and establish the Kohl Center to be a difficult place to play. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to, you know, fight for home ice in the playoffs so that, you know, this is a place that other opponents don't want to come into. So it was a good start from us on Friday or Saturday and in through Sunday. And, you know, it was good to get down or get through the business with two wins.
Yeah. Kyle McClellan, you know, if you go back in his history as a goaltender, he was good prior to going to junior hockey. He was good in Omaha at the junior level. In his 2 years at Mercyhurst, he had about a .925 save percentage in 2 years there. Last year was a struggle, and it wasn't just a struggle for Kyle. It was for the entire team, as evidenced by the 13 wins they put up. And then the change was made. Kyle said he learned from last year and just to stay in the moment and try to remain focused, and sometimes bad things are going to happen, but if you can hang with it and keep working at it, good things are going to happen. And it's a good lesson to be learned. You know, sometimes you're dealt a bad hand. How do you handle it? And he handled it so far so good.
Yeah, and I will say this, you want a goaltender that's able to turn the page in a hurry, because sometimes it might be his fault. Sometimes it might be a bad bounce. Sometimes the other team makes an incredible play. Sometimes the defenseman might leave a guy in the back door. Now, are you going to play the blame game yourself, somebody else? Or are you going to turn the page and make sure that one doesn't turn into two, two into three in a hurry? And the one thing that I liked about what I saw with him is he did his business in a very calm manner. I didn't think he was all over the net. He almost, when we did get rattled at different times, whether it was going to the penalty box or having some turnovers happen within our own zone, he didn't get panicked. And actually, at the end of Sunday, when he spoke again, and I go back and listen to him talk to the media, there was no difference. He was a guy that was spreading the wealth as far as the positivity and saying, the guys did a really good job at making it easy on myself. And so when you go through some turbulent times, you can learn a lot about yourself. I think Kyle did that. The attention to detail that he's had since I've been able to be in the position that I am at getting his body to a new dimension, being in better shape, and spending that time with Grace, our nutritionist, and Tommy Inkrod, our strength coach, I think it's provided him with some confidence. And hopefully, you know, with him doing what he did this last weekend, that's something that he'll lean on throughout this season.
Yeah, been around hockey a long time, as have you. We're about the same age, you know, oftentimes you hear goaltenders say the more pucks they see, the better they feel, the sharper they are. Kyle didn't see a lot. Saturday only 25, and then Sunday only 18. Sometimes that's difficult to be on your game when you're seeing so few shots. What was impressive to me, and you may agree, second period, I think maybe the first half of the period, Augustana didn't have a single shot on goal. Then they had a partial break, and he made, I think it was a Woffler save where he just stuck it out real quick, reactionary. It was like, oh, okay. And then, you know, that's impressive when you don't see a lot of rubber, and then, boom, you can make a stop like that.
confident and composed would be the two words that come to my mind, because I thought the same thing. All of a sudden, boom, we give up a breakaway and you're like, oh boy, here we go. Yeah. And again, we hadn't extended the lead. We hadn't been to a spot where we were comfortable in any way, shape or form. And again, like I said, not just that he didn't give one up, but the way that he did that throughout the weekend, I think provided our team with some confidence when we needed it.
Yeah. We'll hear from Kyle McClellan a little bit later in the show. By the way, the Big Ten named its three stars of the week this week, and Kyle was number three, scratching my head for doing something that no goaltender in this program's history had ever done. Rutger McGroarty of Michigan, the number one star, a five-point weekend and a split against Providence, and Nicholas Mueller for Michigan State, a four-point weekend and the Spartan sweep of Lake Superior State. Badgers hit the road for six in a row. They'll play at Bemidji State Friday and North Dakota Saturday. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin and Bemidji State, North Dakota, the Icebreaker Invitational this weekend. Army is the fourth team in this group, and Army will play at North Dakota on Saturday night, and then the Badgers head to Grand Forks after playing the Beavers on Friday night. Mike Hastings is with us. It's funny, you said you spoke with Mark Johnson on Sunday. I spoke with him yesterday, and Mark said, do you hear who's going to be in Bemidji on Thursday night? So your team can't skate up there. There's a concert up there. And I said, no, Mark, I'm not sure. And he pulls out his phone. He said, guess this, and he plays a song off his phone. He's a big country music fan, and all of a sudden you hear this twanging and stuff like that. Mark, I don't know. You know, I'm not a country music fan. He said, how about this one? You know, he plays another song. No idea. He stands up behind his desk. He puts a baseball cap down over his eyes, and he starts swinging his hips and playing fake, you know, air guitar, whatever. Dwight Yoakam, he said. He said, I've seen him a few times. Oh, he's great. And I said, I'll try to sneak in, snap a couple pictures.
We're gonna ring Tommy and see if we can find a way to get into that building on Thursday night.
Yes, for sure. Are you a country music fan?
You know what? I'm a music fan.
Music
so,
fan. Okay.
So I listen to a lot of different directions, I would put it, because to me, I think you can get a lot of enjoyment out of just relaxing a little bit and forgetting about what might be going on at that moment. And, you know, I think I've got some buddies that are going to that concert.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll see what Tommy could do. I don't know if he's going to be in the giving mood when we show up, but hopefully he'll be able to leave a door open for us.
Tom is Tom Serator. He's been at Bemidji State for 23 years, and he's done a really nice job up there. You've known him for a long, long time.
Yeah, it goes all the way back. Frank, who is, I think, one of the most iconic interviews that you can have. Now, it doesn't have
to be. Air Force, too. Yep, right, yep. Oh, my gosh.
And it doesn't have to be with the microphone in front of him, because he can command a room whether press is present or not. I played for Frank a long time ago in the USHL, and then one of my first jobs in college hockey as an undergrad was at St. Cloud State working with Craig Dahl, and I was working with Tommy Serratore. And so I would consider Tommy, you know, in a peer group as far as a good friend. He's been doing this for a long time, been doing it very well, but has done it with nothing but class. The whole Serratore family, I think, are very special people, because they attack life. They don't let life attack them. And so I've learned a lot from Tommy. I've got a tremendous amount of respect battling him from the benchy spot. Todd Knott's a Beaver.
Yep.
We're going back there, and that's in Todd's backyard as far as being an alum. So it'll be a tough out come Friday.
Yeah, Todd was saying that to me yesterday too. It's like, we thought we got away from Bemidji when we left Minnesota State. I mean, I think you've coached against Tom, well, close to 45 times in your career. So you know what they're all about. And Badger fans know what Bemidji State's about. And the opening round of the NCAA tournament in 2021, Cole Caulfield's Hobie Baker year, playing in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Bemidji State was big and strong and mean, and pounded a very young, talented Wisconsin club 6-3, and the season was over just like that.
Yeah, they're seasoned, and you know what, Tommy, always, there's really no shortcuts if you're going to be a player at Bemidji State. You're gonna defend. You're going to be hard. Their leadership group with Kyle Luft, who's from Mankato, big, hard, heavy. They're going to make you earn everything you get. They're not going to beat themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've, over the years, they've just continued to upgrade their talent level. And you combine that with their special teams. Penalty killing, they're always one of the top five in the country. Their power play is starting to, you know, they've got a freshman that I think is going to end up being a guy that'll trigger that from up top,
right,
in pole camp.
Yep.
And he can absolutely hammer it. Had an opportunity to watch him with some of our guys at the World Junior Showcase this last summer. And I think he is a preseason CCHA Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
So you get that with some sprinkling, some veteran presence between the posts with Shoal and veteran coaching staff. It screams a tough out, and that's what Bemidji's going to be.
Yeah, tough building to play in, too. That's Friday night at 7 o'clock with pregame at 6:30 on the Badger Sports Network. And then you go to Grand Forks to play North Dakota, currently ranked 7th in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. They've got a wealth of talent, per usual, and that's one of the toughest places and maybe the most fun place you could play in college hockey, aside from the Kohl Center when it's packed.
Yep, I'm going to say this. They're another team that you don't have to look for them. They're looking for you. They're going to come at you aggressively. You better be able to protect your net. You mm-hmm. better be able to pay a price to get to their net. They've got a whole new group of defensemen, but yeah, very talented. They've worked on the transfer portal to round out their roster. They've got some very dynamic forwards that are coming back, that are returning from outstanding freshman year a year ago. They just had a young man who's a freshman have three the other night against Manitoba.
Right, right.
So, you know, that history there in that that building. It's always a tough place to go play. But as you mentioned at the end of that, if you're a competitor, your juices start flowing a little bit when you get in there. And there's not only the green and white and black coming at you, but 11,000 plus are there to cheer on their North Dakota Hawks, which I still choke on a little bit. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's just from my old school times back in the old WCHA. But what an opportunity for our team to grow, you know, and be put in an environment like that. And you're going to be forced into playing well if you want to have any success in that building.
Yeah, Badgers haven't played in Grand Forks since 2015, November of 2015. I know Badger fans used to travel there and take the train and go up there. They, of course, had a cooler of beer with them the whole way, you know, and then had to stop somewhere along the line to replenish. but it would be, in my opinion, I'm a traditionalist too. I love the old days, you know. You have to move on. Things change. I get that. But I would love, and fans I know would love, to see North Dakota on the schedule each and every year. A Denver, a Colorado College. We're going to see Michigan Tech next weekend up in Houghton. Can't wait to go back to the Ambassador for lobster pizza that Rob Andringa and Andy Baggett and I used to share all the time. But fans want to see this again. Do you see that maybe somewhere along the line? Well, we'll see a few more of the old WCHA rivals on your schedule, Mike?
Yeah, we're trying. I actually put a call in, and Brad was kind enough to return it, and I'm sure we'll talk with a little bit more depth when we're in Grand Forks on Saturday, just trying to renew that a little bit, you know, and being able to get them back here and maybe get a home-and-home set up over a couple of years. Again, because I am too. I'm a traditionalist. I know what I grew up with. The one thing that's unique about our sport, when you're seeing all of the realignment going on, when you have the Big Ten reaching out and garnering the programs that they're getting right now on the West Coast, but they're marquee programs, we want to have some of that flavor back here at the Kohl Center if we can. And so we go out to Denver here. I don't know if it's next year, the following year. We've got some commitments that we still need to make sure we take care of here and in Milwaukee for our Christmas tournament. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that's something that we're already trying to remedy a little bit and have some teams that haven't been at the Kohl Center for a while come back and visit.
Yeah. You also know how tough the Big Ten is. So, you know, can you go out and schedule North Dakota, Denver, BU, BC and for a non-conference schedule? Or, you know, you can't have all the blue bloods, you know, either on the road or at home, right? In one year?
Yeah, and I mean, you sprinkle it. At the end of the day, your book of business is going to be what it is. If you play one of the toughest schedules in the country, at the end of the day, you've got a little bit more leeway in the wins and losses column. If you schedule teams that consistently are in the bottom five of the pairwise and they nick you, which in our sport can happen at any time, it can be an anchor around your neck that you cannot get away from. And so for us right now, we're kind of pushing that rock up the hill and going weekend to weekend. But with some foresight and looking towards that future, we just need to have some balance. And right now, those programs, you know, we're talking with BUBC, maybe getting out there and maybe doing a little bit of a partnership with Minnesota and go out there for two, and then BU and BC come back out here. So there's a lot of conversations that are going on, and it's in process. And once we get them, if we do get them done, we'll be able to share those.
Mike, thanks for your time tonight. Have fun up in Bemidji and Grand Forks, okay?
Yeah. So hopefully we can have a safe trip. I'm glad we're doing it at this time of the year and not in January.
I agree wholeheartedly. That's Badgers coach Mike Hastings. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Wisconsin women's coach Mark Johnson in just a bit. And the Big Ten's number 3 star Kyle McClellan is up next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 52.
Still have a couple of weeks before the Big Ten hockey season starts for the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll be at Minnesota for a Thursday-Friday series at the end of the month, but a six-game road trip for the Badgers beginning this weekend, first in Bemidji, then Grand Forks, the following weekend at Michigan Tech, then Minnesota. You know, the last time Wisconsin played six straight games on the road was the 2011-2012 season. They actually played seven in a row, four during the regular season, and then a best-of-three WCHA series at Denver, which the Badgers lost 2-1. The last time Wisconsin played six straight road games in the regular season, the 1999-2000 campaign at St. Cloud State, the College Hockey Showcase against Michigan and Michigan State, and then a trip to Colorado College. In the Big Ten this weekend, Michigan State, ranked eighth in the country, plays a pair at Air Force. Also, Minnesota will host St. Thomas. The Gophers ranked second in the country. Sixth-ranked Michigan plays a pair at UMass. 14th-ranked Ohio State home to play Lindenwood. And 18th-ranked Penn State has single games at Clarkson and St. Lawrence. Notre Dame will play Saturday night a single game at RIT. Well, I mentioned with Mike Hastings that Badgers senior goaltender Kyle McClellan was named the Big Ten's number three star after pitching back-to-back shutouts against Augustana. An And after practice today, I had a chance to talk with Kyle MacLellan.
Well, congratulations. Heck of a weekend to start the season for you and your team. I know you're proud of your team's efforts, and they had a lot to do with what you were able to do in net, making, 39 block shots or something like that over the weekend. That's pretty impressive for the guys in front of you.
Yeah, it definitely makes my job a little bit easier having them block shots in front of me, and obviously it's led to two team wins this weekend.
When you're in goal and your teammates are in front of you, how much do you communicate with them? Because sometimes, the other team's trying to get in your vision, your line of sight, but your teammates sometimes accidentally do too. So how much do you communicate with them?
I think if I can see it, I'm not saying too much, but if I can't see it, I'm obviously saying I can't see, and kind of give them direction on which way I'm trying to look. So we kind of communicate that way, and kind of helps me make the saves when I have to.
You looked really calm and poised. Did you feel that way when you took the ice for the season opener on Saturday?
Yeah, I definitely felt good going into the first game on Saturday, and obviously the team played well in front of me as well, so kind of led into Sunday, and I think we got something special going on this year.
Yeah, it was interesting. You told us Saturday night that you didn't find out you were starting the opener until you were in pregame skate the morning before, and then you found out Sunday when you walked in and your name's up there. I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, whether you're starting or not, whether you've been playing for a while or not, whether you're a goaltender, a forward, or defenseman, you better come to the rink ready to play. You just don't know, right?
Yeah, you never know. So it's always good to be prepared. You got to treat every day like it's a game day, and that's kind of like my mentality going into each and every day.
Kyle MacLellan's with us. Kyle, a year ago in the Badgers, it was a difficult season. There's no question about it. You told me that you learned from last year. So what did you learn?
I think a lot of it was just mentality and how to overcome these challenges that I had last year. It's a new season. You got to learn how to let it go and move forward. So I think that was like the biggest thing. And I'm excited to see what those lessons can bring to this year.
You know, statistics don't tell every story, but looking back at your days at Mercyhurst Junior Hockey, even prior to that, your numbers were always good. Do you as a goaltender look at numbers, or is it just how you feel that you play that determines how you feel about how you're playing?
I think it's usually how I feel. Most of it comes with the team. I think it's all team-oriented, but personally, I'm more feel. It's not really a matter of what my numbers are as much as like the win category. So I think I'd rather win than have good numbers personally, but that's me at least.
Sure. That's nothing wrong with that. One more for you too. Kyle MacLellan with us. He became the first goaltender in UW history to shut out the same opponent in the same weekend back to back. Curtis Joseph, Mike Richter, Dwayne Dirksen, Jim Carrey, Brian Elliott, Joel Rumpel, Wayne Thomas. I could go on and on about the great goaltenders that have been here at Wisconsin, and none of them did what you did this past weekend. That's pretty incredible. You had a chance to really think about that?
Not necessarily. I think I just kind of have been enjoying the two wins. Felt good to get two wins over the weekend, and I haven't really sat down and realized because I got to focus on next weekend now, so it's a good accomplishment, but you got to keep moving forward and be prepared for next weekend.
But you still recognize the history of goaltenders in this program, don't you?
Yeah, I do, for sure. I think it's something special that I'll always remember, so I'm not taking that away. I just don't want to sit on it too long and got to keep going for next weekend.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately is the phrase, right?
Yeah, so I got to be ready for next weekend and keep this thing going.
That's Wisconsin senior netminder Kyle MacLellan, who was very good in his 2 years at Mercyhurst. Last year, though, in 12 games, a 3-6 record, a .357 goals against, an .883 save percentage. But boy, he started his senior season off with a bang. And I would assume that he'll be in goal on Friday night when Wisconsin plays at Bemidji State. Well, the Wisconsin women's hockey team ranked number one in the country, off to a 4-0 start after sweeping a pair from Boston College. WCHA play begins this weekend at LeBron Arena. Head coach Mark Johnson joins us next on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Burger stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team is 4-0 to start the season after sweeping Boston College last week at LeBron Arena. A 5-3 victory in the home opener on Thursday night, and then a 12-2 rout of the Eagles on Friday, just after the Badgers unveiled their 2023 national championship banner. And head coach Mark Johnson now joins us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Congratulations on a good start so far, although the Thursday night game against BC, the Eagles are up 3-2 at one point. They've scored 3 goals on their first 4 shots on goal, but you were able to bounce back and get the victory. But credit to the Eagles for coming in here and playing hard and playing well. Like, a lot of teams love to come into this building and try to knock off a team like Wisconsin.
Yeah, and so while they're doing their pregame skate Thursday morning, our kids obviously are in class and attending school. So, you know, it was the first weekend, I think, since I've been here that we played on Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing it again this weekend against Mankato. So it's just a different prep. But, yeah, the game didn't start the way you wanted to. You know, after 4 or 5 minutes, the score was 2-2. And I figured I might have to call up a field goal kicker if we're going to end up winning this game. But, you know, they did a nice job, Boston College. They came out and they skated better than I thought they were doing, and obviously they were excited to play in our building and presented some challenges throughout that game. But we found a way to win the hockey game and then came back Friday night. I was a little bit nervous because of all the hoopla with the mm-hmm. banner being raised and whatnot and all the distractions that were going to be part of that afternoon and evening. But our kids came out, played a very good first period, and then really took over the game from that point on.
Yeah, the opener against Boston College, again, it's 3-2 after one. You tie it up, and then Britta Curl gets the game winner late in the second period, and then Shayla Edwards, the fifth-year defenseman, scores her first goal since her freshman year to make it 5-3. But I would assume even in the second period and the third, you may not have been overly comfortable with the score at that point?
No, I mean, the start, the first 5 minutes, you don't anticipate the score being 2-2, but, yeah. You know, we've been around hockey long enough. Sometimes the puck just decides it's going to go in, and so they take the first shot. It's 1-0. We come down shortly. It's 1-1. 1-1. Then we end up 2-1, and you know, they all of a sudden puck hits a funny skate, takes a crazy bounce. It's now it's 2-2, and I'm going like, whoa! And they get a power play goal to make it 3-2, and so, you know, how are we going to respond? So, you know, coaches talk about adversity, especially during the season. How are you going to handle it? And you know, overall 5-on-5, we played well. We created a lot of opportunities. Our goaltender made a lot of saves. But you know, if you continue to get opportunities, you hope eventually some of them are going to go in. And you know, Britta scored in the second period, which I think we ended up having 18 or 20 shots in that period. And we're able to get the lead. And then, you know, the third period, the first 10 minutes, it's, you know, going back and forth. You know, we're getting a bunch of chances. They've gotten a few chances. And then, as you mentioned, you know, Shayla gets a goal with, I think, 4 or 5 minutes to go to sort of ice it. But even after that, there's learning opportunities, because now they're going to pull their goalie. It's early in the season. How are you going to respond? What's it going to look like? And so, as most coaches will tell you, after that first game, there's, or you know, second game or third game, there's these teaching opportunities. And so playing a better opponent in BC and the way they were able to skate, move the puck, and created, you know, some problems for us, it was great teaching opportunities. So we had a great session Friday as we prepared for our game, you know, Friday night. And I think some of the things that we took away from our video session helped us in that game.
Yeah, a 12-2 win on Friday, the most goals the Badgers have ever scored at LeBron Arena. You had, I think, 9 different goal scorers in that game, and you really took it to them. Britta Curl, Lacey Eden, Sarah Wasnevich each had 2 goals, and then Ava McNaughton in goal made 24 saves. That was quite a complete effort, wouldn't you say?
It really was, and what I liked about it was, you know, from the offensive side, obviously you're not going to score 12 goals too often, but in them, you know, our line rushes into the offensive zone were good. We created opportunities, and then hunting and recovering the puck, we did a real good job all night, and so we were great. Aggressive on that, and our forecheck was a little bit better than it was Thursday night. And you know, if teams are going to be a little bit loose at times, you know, we've got enough personnel that can create opportunity. Doesn't mean you're going to get goals, but we were able to create a bunch of opportunities and score a lot of nice goals.
Yeah, 14 of your 18 skaters have scored goals so far this season. You've got quite a bit of depth up front, don't you?
That's why I love talking to you. You're the number guy. So I'm learning things as we talk. So, yeah, and to me, you know, especially early in the season for a bunch of our players, you know, if they can have success on the ice, whether it's, you know, having a good game, scoring a goal, maybe setting up a goal, it just helps in their confidence. And so, you know, for Waz, she's had 4 good games. I mean, she played well both games in St. Louis, had 2 strong games here against BC, and, you know, obviously scored some goals and made some plays. But more importantly, you know, she's playing with confidence now. And so for our younger players, our freshmen, they've gotten their feet wet. Some of them had success as far as goal scoring and assists again. But, you know, experience brings confidence. And certainly a lot of our players are playing comfortable and confident right now, which is good, especially after only playing 4 games.
Yeah. It also helps for Sarah Wasnevich that she's healthy. She's quite a player. You mentioned the freshmen who've chipped in. Cassie Hall had 4 goals in a game against Lindenwood last week or 2 weeks ago. Had a beauty of a goal against Boston College. Britta Curl leads the team in scoring, 4 goals, 13 points in 4 games. And how about Lacey Eden? She has 8 goals in 4 games. You can tell she just loves being at the rink, loves playing hockey, and she's good at it, too. Boy, she can really snap the puck.
Yeah, another one that, you know, just keeps working at her game. You know, we'll have individual sessions to work on skills in the morning with, you know, Jackie or Dan will take some of the kids, 4 or 5 kids out and work with them every morning. Lacey's, you know, generally one of our best students. She wants to get better. You know, her aspirations to play on the Olympic team. She got close last time, and she just continues to work. And so, again, another example of somebody that's worked hard, now goes on the ice in games and is having success. And with that comes more confidence. So she scored some nice power play goals this past weekend and certainly has had a big role in our 4-0 victory so far.
Yeah. Mark Johnson's with us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. He mentioned Dan and Jackie, Dan Cook and Jackie Crum, his longtime assistant coaches, and your longtime director of hockey operations and equipment manager, an original Badger, Sis Paulson, now in her 7th season, doing those 2 things for the Badgers. Well, she's leaving here shortly to join the Minnesota franchise of the new Professional Women's Hockey League. You know, I remember Sis as a player from 1999 to 2003, a 3-time captain. She was an all- WCHA member. She's the all-time leading scorer among defensemen in your program's history. So she provided so much for this program as a player and has returned and provided even more, not only as an equipment manager and making sure you get to Bemidji or Mankato or whatever on time, but she's also a coach. She was a coach for a long time, and she adds to your staff, doesn't she?
She does, and we're going to miss her. You know, when she came in not too long ago, and you know, I was trying to make the decision to go work with the Minnesota pro team, I sort of stepped back and go, wow, it's a good opportunity for her. Mm-hmm. I can see why she wants to do it. It's going to be the inaugural season. She can start off fresh and start this franchise in the right direction. And so she's excited to do it, but she's going to be missed in a lot of different areas down here. Obviously, I got a chance to coach her, and now we've worked very closely for the last 7 years. And, she does a lot more than just sharpen skates and navigate us around the country, getting places on time and doing all the little things that nobody has an idea what she does and how much she does. And so not only will our coaching staff miss her, but I think the players will miss her because, people could come to her and just have conversations. And she's well-experienced in life and obviously played here as coach. And been part of other programs, and so if somebody needed some advice, or whether it was hockey or off the ice, she was able there, and be able to give some good advice to kids. So she's a good skate sharpener. She was just really good. I mean, and it comes down to she's just a hard worker, and went way above the call of duty in a lot of areas. And so we're gonna miss her, and wish her the best of luck, and hopefully she'll have a successful long career in the pros.
Yeah, a great person too. Is Paulson, and while Mark would like to concentrate on preparing his team for the next series and the series after that, you're interviewing people to take Sis's spot. That's not what you want to do right now, is it?
No, we're into hockey. We're into hockey mode, so I'll spend this morning, Monday morning as we talk here, and then tomorrow, Tuesday morning, interviewing several candidates and see if we can find somebody to come in. I want to say replace Sis, but come in and do the work that we need done, because Sis is going to be a tough one to replace.
Yeah, we wish Sis Paulson all the best. By the way, the Professional Women's Hockey League, there are opportunities now for young women out of college to go play professionally. And there were a mix of different pro leagues over the last dozen years or so, and now there's one in North America. Do you think this is the right way to go right now? Because there were some, the two leagues were at odds here over the last couple of years, but you want to make sure that the players are treated properly, paid properly, everything goes into it so that they can have a successful run and make this a formidable, profitable, watchable product.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you need somebody that wants to help financially do this, and it seems like the group out of Los Angeles that own the Dodgers and the WNBA team, I think they own a soccer team, they're committed. It sounds like they're going to, commit themselves for almost up to a 10-year period. And so what we've seen up to this point with the draft and the hiring of the general managers, they're doing things the right way. Mm-hmm. And so the next step is they're going to have training camp next month, get their season underway in January, and really play a half a season this year compared to what they're going to do the following year. So they can work some kinks out, get things organized over their 22 or 24 game schedule and playoffs this year, and then really get in a position the following fall to make a run at a full season. Mm-hmm. So everything's looking good. Obviously, the players that have been drafted and signed, one of our former players, Carl McLeod, has been coaching in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. Speaking of equipment managers, Boston College, who was just in with us, we were going to talk to that equipment person, but the Boston pro team stole him. So BC, was talking with their coaching staff there. They're looking for an equipment person too. Jeez. So it's a dominoes effect. And so I think for everybody that's been involved in women's hockey for, at least the last 5 or 7 years, and you say they've had these two leagues going and they butt heads, and the key for me was to get down to one, have some NHL commitment, find 5 or 6 cities that you can start with. They've done that. They've had a draft. They've hired general managers. They got coaching staffs. And so everything's going in a positive direction. And so now it's going to be time to have training camp, see what that looks like. Then it's going to, let's start the games, see what it looks like. And I know they're going to do some games not only in their home arenas, but they're going to take some games into neutral sites. I know Minnesota's going to go down to Nashville and play and sort of spread the wealth.
That's awesome.
And sort of give people an opportunity to see what it looks like. And it's, no different than when the WNBA started. What's the product look like? But to me, they're doing all the right things. And hopefully, cross our fingers that it goes well here the second half of the winter, and then next year they can really springboard it and make it a great season for all those players and coaches and fans alike.
Yeah. 14 former Badgers were drafted in the inaugural PWHL draft, and Cammie Cronish, who backstopped the Badgers to the national title last year, she's now a free agent with Boston. Before we let Mark Johnson go, the Badgers are home Thursday and Friday to play Minnesota State. Both games start at 7 o'clock. John Harrington, longtime coach at Mankato, your former Miracle on Ice teammate. They've won 15 games each of the last 2 years. They're close to breaking out and being a top three or four team in this league, aren't they?
Yeah, and I was just watching, you know, the film of their this past weekend games against Sacred Heart, and they're very similar to what they've done the last 3 or 4 years. They'll play solid defense. They get good goaltending. They're opportunistic. I think in the last probably 3 to 4 years, they've been able to bring in some more skilled players. Mm-hmm. They've got a couple transfers this year, one from Bemidji, and so they're always tough to play against, and there'll be two good games, and it's early in the season, and for his team and for our team, we can find more about each of our groups and try to continue to get better as we go through this long season.
All right. That's head coach Mark Johnson. After Minnesota State, the Badgers will host Bemidji State October 20th and 21st, and then six straight on the road. Badger women's hockey Thursday and Friday night at LeBron Arena against the Mankato Mavericks. Both games start at 7 o'clock. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh my gosh.
I
don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the,
Northern Minnesota. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're talking about North Dakota, and the last time Wisconsin had played at Engelstad Arena was November of 2015. What's fun about going to Engelstad when the Badgers come to town to take on Nodak is before pregame skate, and then afterwards, prior to face-off, North Dakota does a great job of putting up video, old-time video of back in the day when Wisconsin and North Dakota used to go at it, you know, the water bottle game with John Newberry and Kerry Eads and just all the melees that happened, the big goals. Unfortunately, at Engelstad, they show more of the big goals North Dakota scored than Wisconsin scored, but it's a great place to be, and we'll be there Saturday night. We'll be on the air at 5:30 with face-off just after 6 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network. And prior to the game Saturday at North Dakota, Wisconsin pays a visit to Bemidji State and the Beavers. They're a pretty good lot. And again, as we mentioned, they knocked out Wisconsin in the 2021 NCAA tournament in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Face off Friday night at 7 with pregame coverage at 6:30. My thanks to head coach Mike Hastings, goaltender Kyle McClellan, Badgers women's coach Mark Johnson, and our producer engineer Dave McCann. I'm Brian Posick. Thanks for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at